I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. President Trump accusing Democrats of focusing on BS, except he did not abbreviate it, firing off a
string of tweets as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was insisting the impeachment inquiry can continue alongside regular House business, like negotiations on the USMCA trade deal.
The president saying, if you question my actions, I can't agree on any subject. Then the ball is in his court.
She spoke alongside the head of the House committee leading the probe over the president's Ukraine call. Fox's Jared Halpern is live on Capitol Hill.
The impeachment inquiry against President Trump is nothing to be joyful about, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says.
We take this to be a very sad time for the American people, for our country.
And Speaker Pelosi and House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff warn efforts by the president to intimidate an intelligence community whistleblower must end.
It's an incitement to violence. And I would hope, and we're starting to see members of both parties speaking out.
House Democrats have notified the White House of a subpoena demanding documents related to President Trump's interactions with Ukraine's government. Failure to comply, Schiff says, could be considered obstruction of justice, Lisa.
Meantime, Jared, the president speaking moments ago.
They're the do-nothing Democrats. They don't do any work. All they want to do is try and win the election in 2020. So they come up with this impeachment nonsense, and everyone knows.
Also again calling Joe Biden and his son corrupt, which Biden denies. The comments to reporters during an Oval Office meeting with the president of Finland. They're supposed to hold a joint news conference next hour. Meantime, the president also suggesting today that the impeachment probe is helping to fuel concern about the economy and a sell-off on Wall Street. The Dow's down 576 points, slipping under 26K. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-597-0315. That's 800-597-0315. 800-597-0315. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Possible breakthrough on Brexit after the Prime Minister announced a possible compromise. Fox's Simon Owen is live in London.
Lisa, Britain's government sending a proposal to the European Union for a last-minute Brexit deal.
We are tabling what I believe are constructive and reasonable proposals.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson saying if a divorce deal isn't struck, Britain will leave on schedule at the end of this month without one.
It is not an outcome we seek at all, but let me tell you, my friends, it is an outcome for which we are ready.
Critics say a so-called no-deal Brexit would cause economic turmoil. The EU voicing cautious optimism and saying negotiations will follow in the coming days. Lisa?
Thanks, Simon. Some time off the campaign trail for Senator Bernie Sanders, who needed a heart procedure after chest pains last night.
A spokesperson says doctors discovered a blockage in one of the 78-year-old's arteries and successfully inserted two stents. The Sanders campaign says the senator is conversing and is in good spirits and will be resting up over the next few days.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. Sanders campaign events canceled for now. One of the largest cruise lines in the world back in court to talk about ocean pollution.
Corporate chiefs from Carnival are expected back before a Miami federal judge today to update the court on how it plans to keep its cruise ships from making ocean waters dirty. The cruising company, which operates more than just its namesake Carnival line, admitted in a court it was violating probation from being charged with polluting oceans. The company is forced to pay $60 million in penalties. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Police in Connecticut just confirming fatalities in the crash of a World War II-era bomber that had 13 people on board, the number of dead not yet known. Lisa Brady, this is Fox News.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local Now for a Wednesday, a hump day. That means Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, joining us. And Chuck, good morning. The drumbeat of impeachment continues. A news conference just about 2 hours ago in our nation's capital. Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff, they talked a lot about impeachment. Is it your view that impeachment is inevitable with a Democrat-led House of Representatives?
I don't know that it's inevitable. At this point, it seems likely because so many Democrats tend to just, I mean, follow the herd. And so if Nancy Pelosi says, here we go off this cliff, they're all just going to usually jump off the cliff with her. But, you know, there is a real... There's something serious that I think some of these Democrats, especially in swing districts like Nevada's 3rd and 4th district, are going to have to look at that came out yesterday. The fact that Donald Trump, despite the Mueller probe and the impeachment and the whistleblower and everything else, the fact that he raised a just unbelievable, record-breaking $125 million in the third quarter alone this year has got to have them sitting back and saying, whoa, wait a minute, is this really what we want to do? Because impeachment is fueling this nation and the support for Trump. I think his support is only going to go up, not go down. I think they may have misplayed their hand on this one, Kevin.
Well, and there are more recent numbers. Eric Trump said yesterday that in the first 72 hours after Nancy Pelosi announced the impeachment inquiry, they raised $15 million in 72 hours.
Yeah, just from the announcement yes. of an impeachment inquiry, $15 million. People don't just vote in the voting booth. The really serious ones vote with their wallets. And the fact that this has loosened up the wallets of people who are just sick and tired of this harassment, and it really is pure harassment of this president, and they're voting with their wallets. They're giving money. They want this ended.
The next step in this looks like it's going to be not a floor vote of the House of Representatives, but that this is going to be kept in the Intelligence Committee where it can be under lock and key. I know Democrats always want to preach transparency, but they're not practicing what they preach.
They never practice what they preach. And the fact of the matter is, Nancy Pelosi unilaterally announced this impeachment inquiry rather than getting a vote of the representatives, which course, would force all of her members to go on record as having supported an impeachment inquiry. And again, she's got, you know, a dozen or two of these House Democrats who are in swing districts that Donald Trump carried in the past that do not want to go on record with something like that, that their opponents are going to be able to use against them. I saw a tweet or a video yesterday, and I can't remember who it was, Kevin. I think maybe it was Congresswoman Haley or something. But there were Trump supporters who knew where she was going to be out on the sidewalk protesting against her support for this. I think that the Democrats have badly misjudged the support for this impeachment, not among their rabid fans, but among the independent voters who are going to make the difference on who gets elected president of the United States next November.
And by the way, just because she obviously knows what she's doing, Nancy Pelosi, to begin the news conference, she didn't talk about impeachment or the Intelligence Committee or any of that. She talked about USMC and making drugs more affordable to consumers. She tried to make it like, you know, we can walk and chew gum at the same time. But is it true? Can they walk and chew gum at the same time?
Oh, they can, but they have chosen not to. This prescription drug bill and the USMC ratification could have been done weeks and weeks ago if they wanted to. They don't want to. The only thing they want to do is to investigate and impeach this president because they know. And Kevin, I honestly believe within the past couple of weeks, they have come to the conclusion that Joe Biden cannot win. And that was his whole thing is, I'm the most electable, I'm the most reasonable, I'm the guy who can take out Donald Trump. But this Ukrainian thing has done more to damage Joe Biden than it has Donald Trump, I think, politically. And it's only going to get worse because eventually the Democrat presidential candidates will not be able to help themselves. They are going to have to start piling on Joe Biden as long as he's leading in the polls. And the minute he's not leading in the polls, he's done. So I think that this is going to hurt Biden a lot more than it hurts Trump. And I think the Democrats have come to the conclusion that Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders, who are the other two options, can't beat Donald Trump. And therefore, the only way to get him out of the White House is impeachment. And I think they just went all in on impeachment because of that.
I know Jay Sekulow was on Fox News last night and was saying there are investigations that are going to explode in the coming weeks from inspectors general of a couple of different kinds. And I'm curious, when you start talking about, going back to 2016, Russian collusion, where did that whole thing begin? And you start finding out that Italy, that Australia, that the UK might be involved, that we might have a whole new range of steel dossiers, so to speak. What do you make of this? And is it possible that in the coming weeks we are going to see something that's going to blow Democrats out of the water?
That's quite possible because there's a lot out there that only conservatives, have been talking about. The mainstream media has ignored that. Finally, the Justice Department is looking into and will be releasing to the public. Remember, Donald Trump, this whole thing got started with Ukraine when he said he was going to release documents. He was going to allow them to be disclosed. And that's where all this, all these skeletons are now starting to pop out of the closet. So I think you will see a lot of this. And I hope that what we will see is that Republicans in the Senate start to get a little bit more of a backbone and start doing to the Democrats what the Democrats have been doing to President Trump for the past 3 years. You want investigations? Fine. Two can play that game. Republicans control the Senate. Let's start hauling Democrats and their advocates up on Capitol Hill, and let's start having hearings and investigations on them. What's good for the goose should be good for the gander.
Bernie Sanders in the news, not in a very positive way, a 78-year-old guy that's having heart problems, and he's running for president, and he's here in Vegas. We'll talk about that with Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. That's all coming up. My name is Kevin Wall, the program live and local now.
For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. To learn more, just go to my website, KevinWallRadio.com. That's KevinWallRadio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. EscapeAdventures.com.
Congressman Horsford has us headed in the wrong direction, where criminal illegal immigrants get to stay and our borders remain unsecure. I am Sam Peters, the only Republican candidate who can defeat Horsford. I proudly served in the military for 20 years and earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan. I'm devoted to family and am a small business owner. I'm the only candidate who supports building the wall, opposes sanctuary cities, and supports a balanced budget amendment. Please join me in this important campaign by going to SamPetersForCongress.com. That's SamPeters4Congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by committee to elect Sam Peters.
It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battle Born Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
So good to have you with us live and local now. I just absolutely love it. This hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out, 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or visit lightyourliberty.com. Chuck Booth joining us, the president of Citizen Outreach. Bernie Sanders here in Vegas over the last couple of days ended up hospitalized with a heart condition. I had to have two stents put into his heart, and apparently is okay. He's up conversing with people, talking, and but still, the guy is 78. He's running for president. Is as a campaign strategist, I'm assuming this is not the prescribed way of going about getting a run for president going.
No, it's not like he was going to get the nomination anyway, Kevin, but I think this is probably, you know, a stick a fork in his campaign. It's done because of exactly what you said. People already in the back of their minds were saying, maybe I agree with him, and he seems, you know, really animated on stage, but gosh, he sure is old. And now something as serious as this will definitely have people saying, look, this guy may not even make it to election day, you know, let alone through 4 years in the White House. It's unfortunate, but that's just the reality. Most people won't say that out loud, but they are thinking it in the back of their minds. So, again, I do believe that because of Ukrainegate, Joe Biden's campaign is dead. I think that Bernie Sanders now, because of this medical problem, that his and despite the fact that he raised $25 million, he'll still be able to raise money. He'll come back and say, oh, no, I'm healthy as an ox, and I'm still going to make it. People aren't going to buy that. I think this is really positioned Elizabeth Warren to finally take the lead. She's going to have the momentum going into these primaries and caucuses after the first of the year. I think she's going to end up being their nominee if I had to bet on it today.
Now, let me just ask you, people like Kamala Harris, they're falling by the wayside like crazy. This next debate coming up on the 15th of October, is that going to be the last gasp for a whole bunch of these candidates?
It will be, well, I'd say that their last guess was probably the last debate. I mean, if they weren't able to make a move in the last ones that they had, what was it, the end of July, I think it was, the numbers are showing now they're not able to raise money. Their polling numbers are down. I don't think any of them really have a prayer, and they'll go through another debate. If they've got enough money, they'll, you know, some of them may make it into the primaries and caucuses, like Kamala Harris, Pete, I can never pronounce his
Buttigieg.
Last name.
Buttigieg,
yeah. You know, they'll stick around until the first caucuses and primaries in the hopes that somebody stumbles and falls down the steps and, you know, they can move up. But in reality, they just haven't caught on with the Democrat primary voters. And as long as the top three are in this race, they're not going to catch on with those Democrat primary voters.
I'm just curious, though, that when you see these people on the stage, they're going to have a debate on the 15th. They're supposedly going to have more debates. But is it possible that this will come down to a 3 or 4 or maybe a 5-person race?
I think it's already down to a 3-person race. I think it is down to Biden, Warren, and Sanders. The others, again, they never caught fire. I don't know that there's any. Kamala Harris had her big one shining moment in that first debate where she went after Joe Biden. Everybody thought, oh, okay, she can catch fire. Maybe this will put her up there in the top three. It didn't happen. One of the reasons I thought this was great was the following debate, Tulsi Gabbard, who seems to be about the only class act in that whole group out there, she just dismantled Kamala Harris in the eyes of the far-left Democrat Party voters, and I just think that destroyed her possibility of being in the top three. I think it's a 3-person race now and will be going into February.
Again, Chuck Muth joining us, the president of Citizen Outreach. The president, how does he stand in Nevada? And I know you talk with people all across the state. He did not win Nevada. Hillary won Nevada in 2016. But give us where you think the president stands in our state right now.
Oh, well, again, this is the pundits, especially the liberal pundits, the fake news media, the Democrat consultants and activists, they all want you to think that President Trump has no chance to win Nevada because he lost it in 2016 to Hillary Clinton. And I just think they're dead wrong. I think President Trump wins Nevada. I think he wins by a comfortable margin. There are people out there suggesting that no matter what the polling results say, that too many people, the left has been very, and the left has this, has only themselves to blame for this. Too many people are afraid to tell pollsters how they really feel when they're being polled. So that's one. I think people are not telling pollsters the truth about their support for Donald Trump. And there's also questions out there about whether or not these polls are really getting a fair number of Trump supporters included in their polls. So some people are suggesting there could be anywhere from a 5 to 10% bump that you have to add to these, to the president's polling numbers when these national polls come out. And I think that's probably legitimate. I wouldn't go so far as to say 10%, but I think you can legitimately add 5% to whatever the president's numbers are showing in these public opinion polls. And I think he's going to win Nevada, and I think he's going to win it handily.
Let me just ask you, the Democrats are doing everything they can to make sure that anybody and everybody gets a chance to vote, whether they're registered or not, and all of that. Did they do anything in the last legislative session that made it easier to get more people voting?
I don't know. I mean, it's kind of hard to believe that it can be any easier than we've already made it for people. You no longer need to provide an excuse to vote by absentee ballot. You can simply request the ballot be sent to your home for no reason whatsoever. 2 weeks of early voting, you know, throughout the county, not just at the voting center. I mean, look, if you can't get out to vote in that 2 week period of time or by absentee ballot, then you probably shouldn't be voting anyway, because it is as easy as it could possibly be. The one thing that they are trying to do, of course, is the, you know, same day voter registration, so that if you haven't registered to vote, activists can browbeat you on election day and get you to the polls. And that is an advantage to Democrats, because they are much better, especially with their union supporters, at being able to physically go out, go to people's homes, knock on the door and say, hey, come on, jump in the car, we're going down, we're going to vote, we'll bring you back. That does give them a little bit of an advantage, but it's not an excuse for Republicans not to win an election. They just have to do a better job of getting out the vote and stop focusing so much on whining about the advantages that the Democrats do. Do what they do and stop complaining about it.
Let me just ask you, is the intensity of Trump voters, 63 million strong that showed up last time, and I predict more will be coming out in 2020, is it greater than the intensity of Democrats to get rid of Trump?
I believe it is. I agree with you, Kevin, 100%. And I also will say this, whatever Trump had the last time, I don't see that he's lost a lot of the support that he had from 2016. He's not really done anything to cause him to lose that support if he already had it. On the other hand, and I've said this all along, Donald Trump is an acquired taste. He is very abrasive. It's just his nature. I think a lot of it has to do with just from his background coming from New York. A lot of people are put off by him when they initially encountered Donald Trump, but he grows on you. Over a period of time, he's an acquired taste, and I think whatever support he had in 2016, he keeps that support. The rhinos and the never-Trumpers that didn't support him then, they're not going to support him now, but it doesn't matter. He won the last time, but a lot of independents are looking at the economy. They're looking at what the Democrats are doing to Donald Trump. I think a lot of them are rejecting this whole impeachment thing, and they're saying, well, look, we're working. The economy's working. Yeah, there's no reason to change and go backwards. So I think he's going to win in a landslide in 2020.
Hey, Chuck, if folks want to check in on Muth's Truths and all the other stuff you're up to, how do they do it?
Yeah, you can sign up for Muth's Truths. It's a free email newsletter. Just go to NevadaNewsAndViews.com and just enter your email address, and we'll get you on the list.
Hey, Chuck, you have a good rest of your week. We'll talk to you again next week.
Do the same, Kevin.
Thanks, man. Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, joining us. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Wednesday. It's Hump Day. It is Live and Local Now. Megan Barth is next.
I'm Trish Regan, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The Dow tanking more than 500 points as worries about slowing global growth resume this week after the Institute for Supply Management said yesterday that manufacturing activity fell in September to the lowest level since June of 2009. Jason Katz, UBS Managing Director, says he believes we will now see the Fed lower interest rates once again.
Based on the ISM numbers, the manufacturing numbers that have weakened, it certainly bolsters the case, and the Fed funds futures corroborate
that we're probably going to get a cut of another quarter of a point come October.
Among the laggards today, tech stocks led by declines from Microsoft and Apple. And TD Ameritrade is following Charles Schwab's lead and is eliminating commissions for online trading of U.S. stocks and exchange-traded funds in the U.S. and Canada to zero from $6.95 starting tomorrow. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. House Democrats looking into impeachment plan to subpoena the White House for documents related to President Trump's phone call with Ukraine's president asking for Joe Biden to be investigated there. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
We see the actions of this president being an assault on the Constitution. Once we had his even admission to that, we had no choice but to go forward.
The president on Twitter calls this all BS. He used the whole word in his tweet in capital letters. Bernie Sanders is hospitalized.
Sanders underwent surgery after experiencing chest pain during a campaign event last night. A spokesperson says doctors discovered a blockage in one of the 78-year-old's arteries and successfully inserted two stents. The Sanders campaign says the senator is conversing and is in good spirits and will be resting up over the next few days. Sanders' events and appearances are canceled until further notice.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Neil Cavuto from Fox Business. In high school, I managed a fast food restaurant. I saw the power of business and the importance of making your money work for you.
I'm Liz Klayman. In life, it's not just how you invest, it's for whom you're investing. We care about your success and we want to be a part of it.
I'm Charles Payne. I go way beyond the headlines to help you through the markets every single day. It's all about investing in your future, your American dream.
Fox Business.
Invested in you.
Attention, Dish customers. Football season is here, but you could miss it. Dish dropped FS1 and BTN. Dish customers will miss college football on FS1 and BTN, MLB playoffs on FS1, and more. Dish dropped your favorite Fox sports and shows, so drop Dish. Dish customers, switch to another TV provider that carries your Fox sports and shows. Call 1-800-KEEP-FOX or visit keepfox.com.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
You don't have to deliver 15 tons of food to the hungry.
You can start with 10 ounces.
You don't have to dedicate your life to saving lives.
You just dedicate 15 minutes.
You don't need to provide guidance to 5,000 young men and women.
Just one will do.
You don't have to build a school in an impoverished area to change a child's life.
Just spend an hour a week reading at one.
The men and women of America's Navy do some amazing things to make the world a better place. But then again, so can millions of everyday Americans right in their own backyards. Brought to you by America's Navy.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Yeah.
This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old school Vegas atmosphere. In fact, it's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing cash giveaways and payouts. Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar. I'm headed over there for lunch, I think, tomorrow on East Flamingo at Pecos. Joining us now, I always love it because I love talking with Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, Red Wave America PAC. And she joins us. She will be hosting another MAGA meetup. And that's coming tonight, is it not? Whoops, I'm sorry.
Yes.
There you go.
Hi. Yep, you can hear me now?
I can hear you just fine.
Wonderful. Yes, it is tonight. It starts at 6 o'clock. It is with Scott Pressler. It is inside the Strat, formerly known as the Stratosphere. And we have sold, or at least over 600 tickets have been reserved on Eventbrite. So my recommendation is if you want a seat and you want to get there before we are at capacity, I would get there early.
So in other words, get there like in the 5 o'clock hour?
As early as you can. I mean, that space that we have for the event only holds about 200 people. And
whoa!
With over 600 tickets reserved, I always assume about 20 to 30% of those tickets are going to be used. And so we'll be at capacity pretty quick. I was at dinner with Scott Pressler and his publicist last night, and as we're walking through Caesars heading to the restaurant, numerous people stopped Scott along the way. He's made, you know, national headlines with his cleanups in Baltimore and Newark and L.A., and so, you know, his profile has risen dramatically since we booked him 2 months ago.
I think it's just absolutely great. I want to talk a little bit about presidential politics because yesterday Bernie Sanders was hospitalized here in Vegas, had two stents put in his heart, and he had a blockage. He had a couple of blockages, and they apparently have fixed it. But he's a 78-year-old presidential wannabe.
Yeah.
The question is this going to doom his campaign? He already is on the descent.
Well, what's nice about the elderly communist is that he has three homes to recover at. So he has his choice of his three homes that he can use in order to recover. You know, you look at Joe Biden, you look at Bernie Sanders, and then you look at Donald Trump. They're all about the same age. And President Trump, he doesn't drink, he doesn't smoke, he is in perfect health. And so this is why the Democrats, although they tried to get him impeached over his mental fitness, if you recall that, he was crazy, he was mentally fit, he must be impeached. Now they've gone on to Ukraine. So Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden both have had health issues. Bernie Sanders has obviously health issues. Having a stent is no minor surgery. My dad actually had a stent just about a year ago. It takes a long time to recover.
He has suspended any events, at least for the time being. There is no word yet when he will return to the campaign trail. But and again, this is when you're talking about the heart. It's nothing serious, or it's nothing, to joke about or anything like that. But do you think, though, this is the beginning of the end for Bernie? I mean, he's got this war on wealth thing that he's pitching. He's got Medicare for all. He's got a lot of great ideas from a Democrat perspective. But is it possible that somebody else is going to have to pick up his message?
Well, they all are preaching the message of communism. So there really is no difference between Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren or Mayor Pete or Joe Biden, for that matter. They are all fighting over who can be more commie than the other. They are all fighting over who's going to steal most of your money, whether you're middle class, working class, upper class. They're all fighting over what piece of your income they are going to forcefully confiscate through legislation. And so the Democrats are going to have to fight, obviously, amongst each other, but they're also going to have to fight against this economy right now. And as we look at it, the economy has broken all records, any records, some historical, as far as unemployment is concerned, lowest unemployment for Hispanic Americans, Black Americans, lowest unemployment in 70 years for women. And so, you know, Bernie's health is of concern, but his age was always of concern. But to try to separate Bernie from the rest of the pack on policy, there is no sunlight between Bernie and the others.
I want to turn attention to an investigation that is going on right now. Bill Barr and others are investigating the investigators dating back to 2016 and Russian collusion. We've got Italy and the UK and Australia involved. Can you explain how these three nations are involved in this thing, or at least what a lot of folks are talking about right now, waiting to, you know, this report that's going to explode everything?
Right. Well, the Obama administration, their intel agencies led by John Brennan, as well as their investigative agencies led by James Comey, went on a fishing expedition, international fishing expedition, trying to fish out dirt on candidate Trump. And I guess that was okay for the Democrats to do it through their political opposition research arms, whether they were in or outside of government, either NGOs or the deep state. So they went to Australia, they went to Italy, they went to Greece, they went to Macedonia, they went to Ukraine, they went to Russia, they went to the UK, and they used compromised elected officials in order to what? Dig up dirt on their presidential candidate opponent. And Hillary Clinton, of course, paid for the Steele dossier, which was a pile of crap. And we ended up spending $40 million investigating the pile of crap. And what's really interesting, too, is that the Democrats and their propagandists in the press don't have any interest in finding out the whole genesis of this counterintelligence spy operation led by Barack Obama and executed by his intelligence agencies and his investigative agencies. They have no interest in getting to the bottom of this. Why? Because they were complicit, as the president tweeted out today, in a coup. And what we are witnessing right now, and what we have witnessed for the last 2.5 years, is nothing short of a coup. And that's a word that we need to use in our everyday lexicon, as well as treason, as well as sedition. Because the Democrats right now are trying to divert, trying to distract, and trying to label, and trying to sabotage, and trying to do everything they can to William Barr and this administration and this president in order to bury their own corruption and bury the corruption of the past administration, of the lengths that they would go, which included international spies. It included compromising our federal agencies by conducting a spy operation, unmasking hundreds of Americans, violating their Fourth Amendment rights in order to win an election, in order to compromise an election, and in order to now overthrow the 2016 election. If they were smart, if the Democrats weren't so blinded by rage, if they were smart, they would wait until the 2020 election next November. It's just 13 months away. And then they could have the American people decide whether or not the American people are tired of this president and want this president impeached. They could impeach this president at the ballot box. But they know that they are trying to, I could use a phrase that my dad says, but I don't think I can say it on air. But watching them is like watching cats trying to clean up their own mess on a marble floor. They're absolutely crazy. They're running around pointing their fingers at everybody else, but of course not themselves. So they want to drag this country through an impeachment process that will never make it through the Senate. Never make it through the Senate. And this is all about political theater and about further sabotage of this president with the most contempt directed at the American people.
We've got an impeachment inquiry that has begun, although it's the same investigation that's been going on for months now. What does that all mean for the president? What does that all mean for Democrats. Is it possible that this might boomerang on them? We'll talk about that and more coming up. Megan Barth joining us from ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, Red Wave America PAC. It's all straight ahead, live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else has gotten back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun?
Now, let me just ask you.
And I'll see you at Ichabod.
Yeah, I love Vegas that, the Cliff Notes version of impeachment.
On East Flamingo at Pecos.
A lot of people are saying that Nancy Pelosi is doing this
all wrong.
I'm Michael
Schell, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. Advancing freedom, empowering individuals with opportunity, well, that's at the core of Nevada Policy's mission. It's the reason our organization exists. We believe individuals who work hard, take risks, and are dedicated to building a future for their family, they deserve the opportunity to pursue their dreams without politicians and government getting in the way. And you know what? We're not alone. Nevadans from all walks of life partner with us to promote the kind of free market solutions that maximize opportunities for individuals. Together, we work to preserve and expand the kind of freedom that has made Nevada such an amazing place to live. Now, more than ever, we're taking this message to a more diverse audience, letting more Nevadans than ever before know exactly how we're working to keep this state free and prosperous for them. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more and to support our important work today. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update is brought to you by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
There comes a time when you have to decide, how am I going to vote? Well, here's an easy way to get things started. ClarkCountyRepublicans.org. No matter what your party affiliation, take a look at the Clark County Republicans. Easy to do, too. Just go to ClarkCountyRepublicans.org to see what they're up to of late and find out how easy it is to register for local, state, and federal elections at ClarkCountyRepublicans.org.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty. Starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. EscapeAdventures.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's live and local now. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll get kind of a pro bono legal session with Denise Dirks, the host of Radio Law Talk on Saturday mornings on Nevada Talk Radio Network stations, and we'll get some we'll get some free talk. We'll get some free legal help. How about that? Joining us now is Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, Red Wave America PAC. And I got to ask you the strategy. Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff had a news conference earlier today. Did you have a chance to see any of it? I don't think any news came out of it, did it?
No, I didn't have a chance to see any of it, actually, because I've been on the phone. However, a little bit of news that I did see come out of it is that, you know, she definitely wants to do gun control legislation and the USMCA. And they've been talking about that for as long as they've been in Congress. They want to do absolutely nothing but throw this president out of office, overturn the election of the American people, and have absolute power. That's their goal.
Now, I want to ask you a strategy because I don't understand this. Democrats are the party of total transparency, yet they want this thing in the House Judiciary Committee where they can keep it under wraps, where members of the House aren't even going to have to vote on this articles of impeachment stuff yet. Can you give me some insight into what the Dems are trying to do? Are they really trying to shield the American people from these articles of impeachment?
Well, I really don't know how you arrived at the Democrats are the party of transparency.
Well, they always preach it. No. They always preach it, though.
Oh, right. Yes, I'm sorry. Yes, that was not your direct observation. You were just taking them at face value. Nancy Pelosi has completely hijacked the entire process. And to listen to Nancy Pelosi or any other progressive, as they like to call themselves, talk about the Constitution as like listening to Satan read scripture. They want to fundamentally transform this country. They want to shred the Constitution in so much that Joe Biden's campaign has sent out a letter to all of the mainstream media news organizations trying to get Rudolph Giuliani banned from TV. Then on top of that, you have Kamala Harris, the despot from California. She wants Donald Trump banned off Twitter because she doesn't like the fact that he's calling out the coup for what it is. So what Nancy Pelosi has done is hijacked the entire impeachment inquiry process. Normally, if you want to impeach a president, you have the House deliberate collectively, and then you take a vote on the impeachment, and it's usually based on high crimes and misdemeanors. Well, in this case, Nancy Pelosi has selected six House members in order to conduct this formal impeachment inquiry, which I guess means black tie. And these six are going to somehow determine whether or not, I guess, it goes forward. See, when she's circumvented the process that it's existed since our country was founded. So since she's circumvented that process, I honestly don't know what the hell she's trying to do other than subvert the process and create more chaos, because the Democrats are really good at creating chaos.
Let me ask you that. Why does she not want members to be able to vote? I mean, the full House be able to vote on this thing. I would think that's what the democratic process is all about. You know, we put stuff up for a vote and people vote, and if you like their vote, you keep them. If you don't like their vote, you throw them out of office.
Because she knows that many of her House members are sitting in districts that were won by President Trump. She also knows that many of her House members might sit in moderate Democrat districts, and that there are not many moderate Democrats elected left, but there are many moderate Democrats out in the Rust Belt, for example, which Donald Trump swept. And oh, by the way, if there's any progressives listening, Hillary Clinton would not have won the popular vote without California. And guess how many votes Hillary Clinton won by? 2 million. Well, guess how many votes that California basically has to, voters that California has to expunge from their rolls? 2 million.
Wow.
So the goal that we have a mandate, we won the popular vote, is not worth the paper it's written on. It is not worth the soundbite that the Democrats have crafted. So if they want to go ahead and try to abolish the Electoral College, well, just abolish the Senate while you're at it. And so, see, these are the machinations that the Democrats go through when they lose. They find a whole bunch of excuses of why they lost. Not that Hillary Clinton was an awful candidate, not that she didn't go into Wisconsin once to campaign in Wisconsin. No, it couldn't be that. It had to be stolen from her. Well, it wasn't stolen from her. She was an awful candidate. People were rejecting Democrat policies, whether it was Hillary Clinton delivering the message or whether it was Joe Biden delivering the message. And this is exactly what's going to happen again in November. So Hillary Clinton doesn't, or excuse me, Nancy Pelosi, the AOC of the House, she does not want it to be public so the American people know who the radical leftists are in her caucus and in her house.
Megan, is Hillary dead in the water as a potential? I mean, I saw a column today in one of the Washington papers where somebody was speculating that maybe she's setting up for an 11th hour run for president. Hey, you can make good what you failed to do in 2016. You can vote for me and make me president and let me bring that glass ceiling come tumbling down. Is she dead in the water, or do you think there's still life in her?
Well, there wasn't life in her in 2016. If she wasn't tripping, she was falling. If she wasn't falling, she was passing out. If she wasn't going into one state, she was ignoring another. She spent over $1 billion on her last campaign, and she got shellacked. So if she wants to spend another $1 billion, go right ahead. Her or Elizabeth Warren, go right ahead.
A final minute. Final minute. Run down again what's going to be happening this evening at the Strat. And are there still tickets available? I know you got 600 reservations already.
Yeah, we don't want to turn anybody away, but we will have to, obviously, due to space constraints. And just because 600 tickets have been reserved doesn't mean that every single person is going to show up. But what I can tell you is that Scott Pressler is extraordinarily popular. Like I said last night, we're walking through Caesars and everybody's grabbing at him, knowing him. They're from Peoria, Illinois. They're from Missouri. They're from everywhere. But tickets are still available. They can go to MAGA Meetup Las Vegas on Facebook, or they can go to Eventbrite, MAGA Meetup Las Vegas with Scott Pressler on Eventbrite. Secure their ticket. They won't get in without a ticket. And my recommendation is to get to the Strat early. It's at Boulevard and Main, inside the Strat. Free parking, free valet parking, drink specials. Scott Pressler starts at 6 o'clock. He ends at 8:30, or the meet and greet and everything ends at 8:30. So if I were you, I would probably get there by 5 at the latest. Grab a seat, and we'll be taking pictures as well.
It's going to be fun. Megan, always good. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks so much.
That's Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, Red Wave America Pack. And don't forget the MAGA meetup tonight, 6 o'clock. Get there at 5 at the Strat. It's going to be so much fun. Stick around, more to do. One of the things we're going to do next is get some free legal help. When in doubt, go for the free legal help, the pro bono help. Denise Dirks is the host of Radio Law Talk on Nevada Talk Network stations and USA Radio Network nationwide. It's Saturday 9 to noon, but we'll get her expertise pro bono. We'll do that and more coming up. My name is Kevin Wall. It is Wednesday. It is hump day. It is live and local now.
Congressman Horsford has us headed in the wrong direction, where criminal illegal immigrants get to stay and our borders remain unsecure. I am Sam Peters, the only Republican candidate who can defeat Horsford. I proudly served in the military for 20 years and earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan. I'm devoted to family and am a small business owner. I'm the only candidate who supports building the wall, opposes sanctuary cities, and supports a balanced budget amendment. Please join me in this important campaign by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by committee to elect Sam Peters.
There comes a time when you have to decide, how am I going to vote? Well, here's an easy way to get things started. ClarkCountyRepublicans.org. No matter what your party affiliation, take a look at the Clark County Republicans. It's easy to do. Just go to ClarkCountyRepublicans.org to see what they're up to of late and find out how easy it is to register for local, state, and federal elections at ClarkCountyRepublicans.org.
KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.